Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, so we're looking over the ticket, and I reached out to this provider just to get clarification on what's going on because we're trying to figure out why he didn't provide you with the service today. He stated that you told him that the address is wrong, or where she's located. So if she's not located at 1485 Wood, what is this, Woodroy Court?
No, she's on the side of the highway.
Right.
So
Okay. So
wherever.
somebody, so whoever, I'm sorry to cut you off, whoever set up the ticket, it provided them, I guess, I don't know who provided them with that address or where they get that address from. But that's the address that they have on the ticket. So what I'm gonna do is start a whole new ticket and get her map that's located out, and I can find you a different provider, okay?
Okay, are they going to come quick, soon? This is like
Yeah, I
a
could try to
very
find
much.
someone that could come out quicker than an hour or so. I can try to find someone that could provide her with this service.
Okay. Because she's on the side of the highway, and you know what? When I pulled it up, because she had to share her location with me, like I said, she's not familiar with that area. And when she showed her, shared her location with me, it took me right to her. So when they're saying your system, press one or something if you want to do our thing, she's
Right.
right at an exit. She's
Okay.
literally right at an exit. But I was there when she talked to him and told him she was at exit 21. So he can miss us with that. He
Right.
never showed up. He can miss us because he kept saying, okay, I'm 27 minutes away. I'm gonna share my location. He never shared the location. She had to call you guys back. And then they called him and he answered. He eventually wouldn't even answer for her no more. So when they shared the location with her, and he said, wherever he was, she said it was at a BP gas station 27 minutes away, and he sat there for the longest. She kept checking for hours, and he was still in that same location. He hadn't moved, so he is lying.
Okay,
I
that's
didn't leave her to
fine.
pull up this morning.
Just 1 second, let me get our ticket started, okay?
Okay.
And she doesn't have a spare, correct?
Who?
A spare for her flat tire. She doesn't have a spare.
No, that was the spur that booked it.
Okay. And do you have the address of where she's located? Right. Like, do you have the? Did they provide you with the coordinates, the latitude and longitude, since she's on the highway?
Let me see what it says when okay, the coordinates, we got all kind of numbers.
You do it provide you with the latitude?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I gotta go back. It says it said coordinates 38.64713. Then it got the little zero north.
Okay, and the longitude?
And then it says 90.53345, the little zero west.
Just 1 second.
And she texting me now, talking about her phone finna die. She can't charge it. The car dead.
Yeah, so he's saying that's the wrong address, but with those coordinates, that's the address that I have for you.
Okay, well, that's what I, when she sent me her location and it pulls up, that's what pulls up. And when I GPSed it, it took me down the highway. She was coming the other, you know, coming back east, and I have to go where? It dropped me right off the highway. And I was able to see her. She had flashes on. So she's saying, I guess she called him. He said he waiting on clear over to call him back so he can come get me. He's a lot and a half. He should have been there.
I reached out to him and he told me that he was an hour and a half away, but he wasn't able to come back out until we fixed the address. But that was my whole purpose, starting a new ticket, so I can see they probably had the wrong address on there. But that's actually the correct address, so I'm not sure where he was, but I'm not going to get into all that. What we'll do is look for your different provider, okay?
And they were supposed to do that, too, when she talked to somebody else. At probably 2 something, we say, ma'am, okay, we've been waiting since 9 something last night. This provider, he didn't even answer the phone for them that time. She said, okay, I'm gonna find you another provider. I guess she never found another provider neither, but she's still there.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna place you on a brief hold, just so I can reach out to my provider and give them your information, and I can get an ETA for you. Okay. Give me just one second.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.